I know that the medications are hard to take, and I do know that they have loads of side effects. I think that's kind of well established.
The issues that come up with kids with hard to take is sometimes the formulations. If a young child usually can't swallow large pills, many of the HIV medications like protease inhibitors are actually large pill size, horse pill size, and often multiple pills. So sometimes the formulations available for children who can't swallow pills or can't swallow larger pills are a liquid or a powder formulation, and then they sometimes are not very palatable.
For
a medication called ritonavir. Ritonavir is a protease inhibitor. It was one of the first available in a pediatric liquid formulation. It tastes very medicine-y, and it has a significant sort of bitter, lingering aftertaste that persists. People do a variety of things, mixing it straight up with Hershey's chocolate syrup or strawberry syrup, or placing it in some other palatable food. Some children can with habit become used to and accepting of a medicine that's not so good tasting, and others can't. For some cases, it can be appropriate to consider if a child can't tolerate or can't swallow medicine, whether it would be better administered through a G-tube, a gastrostomy tube. So in some cases, for younger children with more significant illness, that's an appropriate intervention to help them comply with medication.
Is that the nose one or the stomach one?
No, that's the stomach one. An NG tube is a nasogastric tube. It's appropriate for short-term interventions, but it has to be changed approximately weekly from one side of the nose to the other with a new tube to minimize the side effect of sinusitis infection. And it has to be checked each time you use it by listening as you push through the tube, that the air bubbles you're hearing in the stomach area and not in the lung area, because it can become displaced. So that's an appropriate short-term intervention. A G-tube is a tube that goes from the outside skin through a small opening to the inside of the stomach.
Now, how is that? When I was looking at the brochure that I have, I know I saw that, and I had to go ask and do some research and say, what's this? When is it deemed that
it's appropriate?
Necessary or appropriate?
I think when other interventions to help a child take a medicine PO or by mouth have failed, and it's deemed important that a child be able to regularly receive a medication. Very often, sometimes the needs for administering medications may occur with the additional need to supplement a child's nutrition. So some children, in addition to receiving medication through a G-tube, receive supplemental formula feedings through a G-tube if they have failure to thrive.
How do you put in a tube?
Well, a surgeon does that, and it's a fairly well-tolerated and relatively simple surgical procedure. A percutaneous endoscopic gastrostomy placement, or PEG, is a procedure where in the OR, under anesthesia, the surgeon passes a endoscopy tube, which allows them to visualize the inside of the stomach and determine correct placement for the tube, and then from the outside, while they're visualizing the inside of the stomach, they place a tube surgically. It's a generally well-tolerated
So they cut through the stomach lining or something?
You're actually cutting through the skin, through the abdominal wall musculature, and then through the stomach. It's, it creates a very small hole, perhaps the size in diameter of a quarter inch. It takes several weeks to heal well, so it's initially a bit tender, but then a small tube is held in place through that stoma, through that opening, and on the outside is basically the area where you can connect a syringe or a feeding tube, and when not in use, can be closed. It only extends from the skin. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to see any. Less than about half an inch. It's often, some types of gastrostomy tubes are called buttons. And then on the inside, on the other side of the tube, is a device that holds it in place on the inside of the stomach, keeps it from coming out through the stoma or the small hole between the outside and the inside of the body.
So
in some cases, that's a balloon, a small, it's called a balloon, but part of the device on the inside is filled with sterile water to expand to a size that can't be pulled back through the stoma to the outside.
So you'll forgive me, I'm not a surgeon, it makes me a little grossed out, but now, so if a kid's refusing to take, or won't take, or can't take,
mm-hmm.
they might get one of these?
Mm-hmm. In some cases.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So...